I ain't talking to you, bro. I got money now. Okay. Good afternoon. Let's get started. Let's get together. So last time we talked about virtual memory and this idea that the only thing that the program sees is virtual memory, and this gets mapped to physical memory. And physical memory can be in two places, DRAM or on disk. And everything that is in DRAM was at one time on disk and still is. And DRAM is actually holding a copy of the virtual pages or the pages that are on disk. And if a virtual page is in DRAM, we say that the valid bit is set to 1. Memory is divided into these fixed size pages here. And does anybody remember why we did this large page division for memory? Get us warmed up here. Everybody remember?
Is it for the benefit of loading a whole bunch of things at once?
Yes. So DRAM was very slow, 10x slower than SRAM. And disk was 10,000x slower. So if we pulled in a bunch of stuff, it means that we'd have to access it less often. And we also talked about this notion of virtual page table entries. And in a virtual page table entry, this was one of the entries in the page table. We said that there was a valid bit, kernel mode bit, read-write bits, so a bunch of other metadata, and then the actual page number, physical page number. And so all of the page table entries are going to be stored in these page tables, and these page tables are stored in memory. And if there was an error reading on one of these metadata bits or one of these valid bits, then we would trigger an exception. And there were times where the operating system could recover from an exception and times when they couldn't. Does anybody remember what the strategy was for recovering from an exception for the operating system? It was this notion of demand paging. So the idea with demand paging was that if the virtual page had been allocated, but its valid bit wasn't set to 1 because it wasn't in DRAM, the operating system could allocate that page, copy it up to DRAM, and set the valid bit to 1. And so we have this notion of strategies for accessing memory. And we went through a single level page table lookup last time. And we said there were a couple steps. The first step was that we needed to split the virtual address into two parts, the page offset and the virtual page number. And then we would scale this by the page table entry size. So if this was 8 bits and this was location 0, and then location 8, location 16, as we index, we take the number 1, so 1 times, 0 times 8 would be 0. 8 times 1 for the next entry would be 8. 8 times 2, 8 times 2 would be 16. And then we could place this table anywhere in memory. And the location that we placed it in memory, we could define by our page base table or table base register. And so in this case, it's 100. And then for simplicity, let's imagine if it's 10. So this would be address 10, address 18, and address 26. And so given a particular virtual page number, we could index into the table by taking the virtual page number, say we did 1 here, multiplying it by the page table entry size, 8. So that would give us 8, and then adding the offset to it, so 10. So this would be 18, which would correspond to the second entry in our page table. We would then go to memory with that value, retrieve our page table entry from memory. And we said that the page table entry was comprised of multiple parts, our metadata, and then our physical page number. We would strip off the metadata, check it for check its valid bits, write bits, and so on. And if anything didn't match our current context, we would trigger a fault. And if it if everything was OK, then we would go ahead and we would pass the physical page number on and then join that with the previous page offset. And that would give us our final physical address that we would use to access memory. So any questions on what we covered last time? Where would
DRAM and SRAM be?
So in this case, this data cache would check the L1 cache, L2 cache, and then L3 cache. Then it would go to DRAM. Then it would go to disk. So this this data abstraction here would be this top level here. So if it was in L1 cache, you'd get a hit. If not, you go to L2 cache. If not, you go to L3 cache. If not, you go to DRAM. If not, you go to disk. Any other questions? So let's try an example here. Given this one-level page table entry and real memory, how would we translate this virtual address into the data that's actually represented at that address? So it's a 6-bit virtual address, a 6-bit physical address, and 8-byte tables, or pages, sorry. And each page table entry is 1 byte. So the way to think about this is that your page table looks like this. It's 1 byte wide, and there are 8 bytes in each page table. And how do I know that? Tables are 1 page, and a page is 8 bytes. This is 8. And each of these page table entries here that are in the table have the top 3 bits as the physical page number. The next bit is the valid bit. And the remaining 4 bits are just junk that we're just ignoring. Here's our base table or table base register. Starting location of this in memory. And so our job is to translate this virtual address into some physical address. So I'll let you guys think about this, and then we'll step through it in detail. So I guess a minute. So any ideas on how we start? What's our first step that we need to do? So I'll pop back to this picture. So what would be our first step? How do we first get the virtual page number from our virtual address? So you're on the right track that we need to focus on the 6 bits, yes, and then 8-byte pages. So how many bits do we need to address each of the three?
So the page offset's 3 bits.
Yep.
And then the other 3 bits are the virtual page number.
So these first 3 bits are the virtual page number. And so our virtual address is this, 0, 3, 0. And so we know that the lower 4 bits we don't care about. So we only care about these next bits. And it's 6, so only 2 of them. So 1, 1 here. And so our final address is 0000. So that's our 6-bit address. And the first 3 of these would be our virtual page number. So does everybody follow? First part, split off this page, virtual page number. And so for our previous example, that was 6. And then the remaining bits are going to be our page offset here. And then we're going to scale, as was suggested, by the page table entry size. So keep going. Yes, that's right. And 110 is 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1, 2 to the 2, so 6. Yeah. And then you said scale by the page table entry size. So we're going to do 6 times 1, because the page table entry size is 1 byte. So remember, we said in our page table, it's going to be comprised of 8 of these 1 byte values, right? And the 1 byte values have 3 bytes dedicated to physical page number, and then 1 byte, three bits dedicated to physical page number, and 1 bit dedicated to the valid bit. So we're here. Any other ideas? What do we do next? So we've scaled. So that hops us along in chunks that we need. So what's next?
From our previous example.
Yep, so we're going to add to our base register, which is 20. And so our final address for our first page table entry is going to be here, 26, 24, 25, 26. So now that we have this value, we go ahead and what's our next step? I guess I'll put this up here so we can see. So this is what we get back. So we're going to split this into our page table number and our valid bit. And so for 1, it's going to be 0001. And our valid bit's going to be 1. It's going to be right. And so here we're going to generate. Won't generate a page fault, and so our physical address will be 000. And what's the last step? We simply combine our page offset with the physical page number that we've gotten to get our final address, which is all zeros. And so that corresponds to this location in memory. And so the value of this virtual address is 0. Any questions on this? Any questions on this idea?
How did we know to grab the original 3 bits from the very first step we did? How did we know to grab 3 bits?
So the very first step we did, this one, where we calculated the virtual page number? So the way we calculate the virtual page number is, first, we look at the virtual address. And in this case, the virtual address is 6 bits long. And the thing that the virtual page address has in common with the physical address is the page offset is always the same. And so the page offset tells us how many bytes, the page size tells us how many bytes are in that page. And in this case, the page is 8 bytes. So in order to uniquely address each of those bytes, we need 3 bits. And so we know that this page offset section is going to be 3 bits. And so whatever is left over must be the virtual page number. Good question. OK. So here's another example, this one we kind of looked at last time. So we have a machine with 39 bits of physical address and 48 bits of virtual addresses. And you say, oh, well, this is a 64-bit machine. What happens to the top 16 bits? So they're not used, and they're actually not used for translation. And so sometimes they're just sign extended. So whatever the bit value was here, the 49th bit will just get copied over here, or 48th bit, because it's 0 through 47. And then only the lower parts of the address will be used for addressing. And so this is from a real desktop, this example. And pages in this example are 2 to the 12th. So since we're comfortable with this idea, on this machine, given the view that we've seen before, how many page table entries are there? So I'll give you guys a minute to think about this. And then, given that you know how many page table entries there are, the second question is, how large are the page table numbers? So somebody just stick their hand up when they've come to it, and if the minute passes and nobody's come to the idea, I'll show you the answer. Any ideas? So what determines the number of page table entries? It's the size of the virtual page number. So our virtual addresses are 48 bits. And our page offset is 2 to the 12th, right? So here, so this is 4 kilobytes, this is 2 to the 12th. So this would be 12 bits long. And so the remaining 36 bits are going to be our virtual page number. And so these 36 bits let us uniquely address each of the entries. So there are 2 to the 36 page table entries, given the structure that we've seen so far. Any questions on this? So how large are the physical page numbers? Also pretty straightforward. Yeah, so for our physical page numbers, good job. 2 to the 39, oh, do you want to tell us how you got there? Yeah, so the page offset, so here, 2 to the 39.
Why
is there not a valid bit?
Yeah.
Valid bits are only for page table entries,
okay.
Not page table numbers. So entries in the page table are there. So 2 to the 27th. So if we had 8-byte pages, or 8-byte page table entries, this gets really, really large now, because we have 2 to the 36 entries. Each of them are 8 bytes. So this would be 2 to the 39. And 2 to the 30th is mega. And 2 to the 9th is 512. So this would be giga. Gigabits. So that's a lot of space. And these are on a per process basis. And so this is the part that we got to last time. And so these page tables are huge, really, really massive. So how could we save space? So one of the things that we've, how can we save space? One of the things that we've done is that each page table entry maps to a physical page. Maps to a physical page in memory. So there's this kind of one-to-one mapping here. But it turns out that memory has these holes where there's unused space. So how could we be clever about how we use this unused space? And so one strategy is that, say for example, we had 1, 2, 3, and 4. Instead of having this one-to-one mapping, 1, 2, 3, and 4, if we don't use pages 3 and 4, we could create a compressed representation. So we represent pages 1 through 2, and then this points to another page table containing entries 1, 2, and then page table entry 3, 4 would not point to anything at all. We don't have to allocate any space for it because we're not using it. Does this make sense? So this is unused space. Unused. And so by doing this kind of compressed strategy, we can have a more efficient way of saving or virtual page tables. And we could take we can use this fact that most of these pages are invalid. And so this is kind of where we got to last time. And so there's some trade-offs, right? Because every time we access one of these levels, right, it's a lookup. And so we need to make it simple so that we can implement it in hardware. And we want to try and reduce the number of lookups because two memory lookups is already really slow. And as we do this tree structure, we have to do a lookup here and then a lookup here and so on.
So any questions on this idea of two-level page tables? So here's a kind of a more detailed example. So here's our first level page table, and it contains the values 0, 0, 0FF, and then the next range 100 to 1FF, and so on. And the entry in this page table is an address for another page table that then contains the page table entries for 0 through FF. And then in this range, it would be 300 through 3FF. And these values would point to unused memory, and so they're kind of big holes in memory. And so we don't have to allocate any of these page tables for them. We can save all of the space that was originally here. Since we're not using it, we don't have to have page table entries for them. We just kind of leave them as these dangling pointers in space. So how does this first level page table look? So we still have all of our metadata. We have a valid bit, kernel bit, or write enable bit, and then or physical page number. And so this will point to another address in memory. We'll have to scale it. We'll see how. And so this would be our entry for our first level.
And you say, well, how do you determine which part of the range to get in? How do you look at the virtual address to determine where in the range you go? And so if you notice, just like with caching, right, we have this really cool property that the upper bits are always the same for groups of ranges in binary. So if you just look at the upper bits in the range, they'll tell you what page table page table entry you're in. So here you have the upper bits for range 0 through 0FF. They're the same. Same thing for this range. They're the same. This is the same, and so on. And so we can split our virtual address, particularly the virtual page number section, into levels, where this would be level 0 and level 1. And if we have multiple levels, we can keep doing the split and so on.
For as many levels,
because the addresses give us different levels of granularity. And for a second page table, they'll also have, those entries will also have metadata associated with them. And then an address for the physical page number. And in this case,
this is a two-level page, so this would then be combined with the offset
to get us our final page value.
And you might say, well, how do you know where you're in this page?
So the lower order bits, the second part of our virtual page number, we can use that here to index in 0, 1, 2, 3, and so on to figure out where we are in our second level page table.
So any questions on this idea of how we're splitting up? Yeah. If you're indexing a space of 100.
If you have 100 addresses and you're holding them, that's your second level table, both 100 addresses, right?
Yep.
In actual physical memory, you have like an empty space of 99 spaces. That's not useless because you can't add, you can't map a 100, like your second level table can't point to that space because you'll have that virtual address. That,
like, well, if you've run out of space in your second level table for a physical addresses associated with that, then your first level table would have an entry, right? That would point to a next second level table that would then reference those addresses. So I can draw what you're proposing pictorially.
So you're saying, say we take a simple example.
So this is our,
we have a two level
top page,
and then physical memory looks like this. It has four slots. Or five slots in this case. And your top page, virtual page, has three slots. So you're saying all of these are taken up.
Right? That's okay.
Opposite situation. The, like if you decided that you're gonna have your secondary table be a size, and there exists in memory a size that's smaller than that.
So you're saying if your second level.
I'm curious if it's dynamic and adjust the amount of memory.
No, page tables. The sizes of page tables are decided ahead of time, or fixed. Do you understand the question, Charles?
So one assumption you seem to be making is that we need like a contiguous 100 physical pages that are all together.
Is that what you're
something you were saying?
Yeah, or something like that. Yeah.
So no, because we specify a different physical page number for each entry. So there's no requirement at any point in this process. It's an important thing to understand that we do any ordering.
Yeah. So is your picture, does it look like?
You might want them to be next to each other, but there's not dismembered wire.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't understand your question. I couldn't visualize it. OK.
So here, we have this approach where we can save space by not allocating second tier page tables for these entries if they're not used.
So let's go through the process of breaking up a virtual address into multiple parts.
So we have our VPN1 and our VPN2 and our page offset. So the question is, well, how do we go ahead and translate these values into our final physical page number or physical address where we can get our data? And so just like before, we have a page table base register. So remember, the idea is that we we have this contiguous section of memory, right? A bunch of stuff. And the physical page table base register, PTEB, tells us where in memory our page table begins. And then the chunks could be multiple bytes. So as we index into it, we need to scale. So in this case, if we had something that was 8 bytes, 0, 8, 16. So we take our index, and we scale it by our page table entry size, and add it to our base. So if our index was 3, and our page size was 8, and our base here, I'll pick this as 10, so 10, 18, 26. Then, hold on 1 second. Oh yeah, we're going to entry 3. So I probably should pick another one here. 26 and 8 would be 34. 34, so 10 plus 3 times 8, so that would be 24. And 10 would put us here at our third index, 3, 0, 1, 2, 3, 34. And so we'll go to memory and pull out our page table entry at that index. So any questions on this? So then once we have our page table entry that comes back, we're going to split it into parts. And for each of these parts, we're going to get our metadata plus our physical page number. And so we'll check our metadata, and if it doesn't match our current context, we'll trigger a fault. So then we'll go on to parsing our second part. So we take our second number, virtual page number part 2, and we scale it by our page table entry size, just like before, because we have to, our page table entries can be multiple bytes, and we have to move through in multiples of those multiple bytes. And the part that might be tricky to understand is the notion of the page table size. So here, say this was address 2 in our kind of base 10 address, and our page table was 10 entries long. So when we return 2, we need to scale it by our number of entries. In thinking about this in base 10, if we multiply it by 10, this would give us 20. So it would point to 21, or 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, and so on. So this is kind of a tricky concept to understand. So when you're taking this, the value that's stored in this page table entry in this kind of simple example is 2, not 20. And so you're going to scale it by your offset. So any questions on this idea? So once you do the scaling by the offset, you're going to get the page table entry back. And that final page table entry will have some metadata associated with it and your final physical page number, which you'll then concatenate with your virtual address. And if the valid bit and all the metadata matches your context, then you have your final physical address to access memory. So this might seem really bad. Like with our first approach, with our one level, we just had this kind of one extra access, and now we have two extra accesses to memory. And so this isn't good. So the first access is to look up for the first level page table, and the second level access is to look up the second level page table. And as I mentioned, this is for kind of calculating this page size. And remember, the reason that it's that way is because that page size value, that page table number, is just storing the top upper bits of the address. The lower bits are going to be stored for virtual page number part 2. So this is a really important distinction to make. It's not storing the value PPN000, where this zeros extend all the way until the size of virtual page number 2. And this act of scaling is this act of kind of shifting it over. So if you multiplied, say the page table entry was 2, and you multiply by 2, that would be adding 1 0. If you multiplied it by 4, 2 zeros. eight, three zeros. So it's just shifting it over to add that padding so that we can put in the virtual page number here. And then we use that to access the cache to get our value back. And this in its totality is the memory management unit. So you might have seen this picture in your book, where it looks like the virtual page number is being used to access the page table, like access physical memory directly. But no, the base register is used to access the location in memory of the starting table, where the table starts. And then the virtual page number is used to index into the particular part of that page. And then that entry is used to determine the base of the next page. And then the virtual page number is used to index into that page. And finally, that entry is used to determine the location of the last physical page. And the page offset is used to index into that last physical page. So there are kind of four key ideas here with multi-level pages. The virtual page number is split into pieces for each level of the page table. So if we have a two-level page, our VPN is going to be split into two. A four-level page is going to split our VPN into four parts. Five-level page, five parts, and so on. Top-level page table entries point to the next page. So that only the last, so if this is our hierarchy, only the last page table entry will point to the final physical address. And the bottom level page table entry points to the destination page. This is the final page that we'll read and index our data from. And they're valid and permission bits at each level. So there's checks along all of these levels as we go down. So let's consider this exercise. So one of the things to kind of notice here is that each page table is one page. So this is something that's important. So I'll give you guys a minute to look at this, and then we'll step through it. And if somebody has an answer, just stick your hand up, and we'll do it. So once you have an answer. Oh, and just for clarity, this is a virtual address. So, any ideas? Any ideas? So, our virtual address is 32 bits, and our page offset is going to be 12 bits, right? Because that's the size of our page, and we need to be able to uniquely address all the addresses in our page. And the remaining bits are going to be our virtual page number. And then the question is, how is that virtual page number split up? So recall, all of our page table entries are one page, and that means for our entries, the whole set of data is going to be 2 to the 12 bytes. And each page table entry is 4 bytes long. And so that means they're going to be 2 to the 12th divided by 2, 2 to the 10 entries in our page table. And so our top level page table is going to be going to use 10 bits of the virtual address to address it. And all of the page tables are the same size. So the second level page table is also one page. And so it also uses 10 bits. So any questions on this?
Have we now, the first page table is 10 bytes?
Yes. So Can we see this? Yeah, I think so. So we know that the page table takes up one page. That was the rule. That was what we decided. And one page has a total space of 2 to the 12 bytes. We also know that each table, page table entry, is 4 bytes long. So our PTEs are 4 bytes long. And our page table size is going to be the size of our page table entries times the number of entries. And so our page table size here is 2 to the 12. And therefore, our number of entries is going to be 2 to the 12 divided by 2, which was the size of our page table entry here, which is 2 to the 10. So there are 2 to the 10 of these. And so 2 to the 10 times 2 to the 12, 2 to the, times 4, which is 2 to the 2, is 2 to the 12, which is the total size of our page table, which is one page. So 12 bits go here. So the last 4 nibbles, each nibble is 4 bits, times 3 is 12. And then the top level bits kind of get split up kind of unevenly. Whoops. So the first 10 bits would be this. And so that would be our top level address, 48. And then our bottom level address would be these 10 bits, which would be 3, 4, 5. And then our page table offset would be 467. So any questions on this split up mechanism? So let's look at this example. And I'll give you guys some time to think about this, and then we'll kind of go through it. So spend some time thinking about how you would, this is a two-level page table example from it's an extension of the one level example from before. And here's your virtual address. And here's your table base register. And the idea is, how do we index into this structure to figure out our final data value, particularly our final physical page number, so that we can get our final data value? So I'll give you guys some time to think about this. Feel free to talk to your neighbor, and then we'll step through it in detail. Does anybody have any ideas on our first step? Does anybody? Yeah, so we want to split our address. So the first thing that we want to do is we want to do some splitting. So our virtual addresses are 9 bits. I don't know if you can see this. Or 9 bits. And our page offset is going to be determined by our page table size. And our page table, or sorry, our page size. Our page size is 8. And so that means we're going to need 3 bits to address it. So 2 to the third, it's 8. And so the remaining bits are going to be our virtual page number. And so now the question becomes, how does this virtual page number get split up into parts? And so each of our page tables, so our pages are one, our page tables are one page. So remember, a page is 8 bytes. And each of our page table entries is 1 byte. So this will be 1 byte. And there are going to be 8 of them. And this is, say, for example, level 1. So level 1, we're going to need 3 bits to uniquely address every single address in level 1. And the values in level 1 are going to point to another page table. And this page table is also one page. Same entry style. So we'll have 8 entries of 1 bit, because it's the same size, 8 bytes, 1 byte, sorry. And so the next part will be 3. Will be 3. So our final address will have VP1, VP2, and offset. So any questions on this idea? So if we take our address, 0x131, and we write this out in binary, I'm going to just write the split here on the side so that we can see it. So it was 3, 3, 3. So this would be 1, 0, 0, 0, 1, 1, 0, 0, 1, because it's 9 bits for our virtual address size. The first 3 bits, which is going to be the value 2 to the 0, 2 to the 1, 2 to the 2, it's going to be 4. Our second bit's going to be 6. And our page offset's going to be 1. Everybody's comfortable with this idea? So that's kind of our first step, is to split the addresses up. So then we're going to take our first address, which is going to be 4 in this case, our first VPN, first part of our VPN. And we're going to multiply it by our page table entry size, which is 1. So we're going to have 4 times 1. That's going to get us our location in our table, like our index value in our table, right? So this is at the 4th index in our table. And we need to add to it our base, which in this case is 20. And why is it 20? That's the base table, base register has the value 20x in it. And so our final value is going to be 24. So this is going to be the address for our first page table entry. So any questions on this? So what's the second step? So anybody, I guess I'll show that the value that we get back here, I'm just going to erase this. The value that we get back is D0, right? So this was the value of our page table entry. So now, how is this value, what's the next step? The next step is that, we're going to take our page table entry, and we're going to split it into parts. And how do we know how to split it up? Well, we've decided on the layout in memory. And the layout for our page table entry is going to be, first 3 bits are going to be our physical page number. The next bit is going to be our valid bit. And the rest we don't care about. So these lower 4 bits, this 0, we don't care about. So we're only focused on the top bit. And so A, B, C, D, 10. 11, 12, 13, E is 14, F is 15. And so that would be 1, 1, 1. This would be 1, 1, 1, 0. So D would be 1, 1, 0, 1. So 1, 1, 0, 1 would be our value for D. And of this value, this top section, because of our split, is going to be our physical page number, and the second thing is going to be our value bit. So this is a value page, so we can keep going down in our level. And this is going to be the value of 6.
Any questions on this idea?
So here's our split. Then after we have our split, we're going to scale that number by our page table entry size. So our next step is to scale by that page size. So the equivalent of multiplying 6 by 8 is the same thing as taking this number. Like if you did 6 by 2 times 2, it's like shifting it over to the left 2. So it's like adding a 0 to the end. Multiplying by 8 is the same as adding 3 zeros to the end. So this is kind of padding. Just like before where we talked about that example with just storing 2 instead of 20 for when the address started at 20, our scale factor there was 10. So here our scale factor is 8. So all the things would have the same address, 0, 0, x, 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 x. And so when